and Donegal have been relegated to Division 2 of the National Football League in heartbreaking fashion. It's Mayo that have come back at one stage from 3 points down at half time, and it's finished up 13 points apiece here.
Owner's just heading for the referee.
Yeah. The referee made a couple of big calls.
I thought he looked like he was going to blow it when the ball landed in the goalkeeper's hands and the game was over. And he looked at it, and Mayo worked the ball, and then he made a decision not to blow it. A great check by Kevin McLaughlin to one, and let's give him credit with his right foot and actually left foot. But he was going to blow it, and he didn't blow it, Oisin. And I said that we just didn't get enough ahead and coming down to it. You know, that's a bit of a difference. Just a wee bit of a hold on to that last ball going up the field. It was done. Just a good performance, but just, you know, give Mayo credit. They stayed in it, and he kicked the last three scores of the game.
Yeah.
Or McNeilis got his score after 28 minutes, but it's 13-10 up. And then Conor Loftus, Owen O'Donoghue, the corner back got up and kicked the point. And then Kevin McLaughlin, there were two great scores from play, the two last scores.
We never found that form, Martin, that we had between the 11th and the 25th minute in the first half. We thought that maybe we would resurrect that again in the second half, but it never ever kept.
No, you're right. We didn't have the same thing the second half. I thought it was, you know, I look at Mayo, we're happy. In fairness to them, you had to stay in Division 1. They've been there a long time and they stay in it, you know. Look at, it's not the end of the world to go down or anything else, as well. You're down, but it's good for fun.
Well, it's just very disappointing, man.
It is disappointing because there's a game, you know, you had a chance to be up in 4 points, the home game, you could have won it. This is going to give Mayo a big lift. They have a lot of players going to it. But Donegal put up, you know, badly. It's just looking at it, it's just that. But not getting far enough ahead. We had a couple of wides. Owen McNeilis had a wide, that Patrick's ball and the goal, Paddy McBurney's ball and the goalkeeper's. Just simple enough thing. We didn't, and maybe didn't make enough use of possession. We won stage, you know. Disappointing, very disappointing. The old supporters are, there's a lot of them here. They're happy. But look at, we've looked forward to the championship now. We're still unbeaten in Balbuffet. You know, that's the one thing comes out of it. You know, you stay unbeaten in Balbuffet, but. I don't know. I thought the referee should have given Donegal another chance there, considering the whole incident with Owen Van Geller and everything else. But he made a decision. I'm going to say this. He looked as if he was going to blow it up. That him. I was watching him. He was going to blow it up. And the next time the ball went across the field to the old player loose, and then he made a decision to play on.
Yeah.
And he was the next stop of play, he was going to blow it up. But when he played it, he played on. And Donegal players are very disappointed going off the field down here below us.
Donegal players, deeply disappointed. They've been relegated to Division 2. But I suppose the story of the game here today in McCool Park in Balbuffet, Donegal were slow out of the blocks because Mayo, after 10 minutes, were leading by 5 points to one. Then came a period of exceptional football, probably the best football we've seen Donegal play this year, between the 11th and the 25th minute, as they had 7 unanswered points to lead by 8 points to 5. Patrick O'Berry in that opening half scored 3, Owen Van Gallagher scored 2. At the break, Donegal were leading by 9 points to 6. We thought Donegal would knock on from that excellent performance in the first half, but it didn't really materialise. Mayo, well, from the boots of Conor Loftus, he kicked a lot of scores in that latter half. He finished the game with 6 altogether. He scored 5 in the second half, and especially from freeze, he was the man that kept Mayo in touch in this game. Michael Murphy, Patrick Birdie, Jimmy Brennan and Owen McNeilis were the men that scored the 4 points in the second half, but I suppose that scoring tally in the latter half wouldn't be enough to see Donegal go through on, or stay up rather, in Division 1, because the last 3 scorers of the game came from Loftus, Owen O'Donoghue and Kevin McLaughlin. They were the last 3 scorers, and particularly the last 2 scores, they were impressive from O'Donoghue and McLaughlin. And in the end, 3 minutes into injury time, Kevin McLaughlin just sent it forward from inside the 45, slightly off to the left of post. He kicked it high as he could, but he had the accuracy there, and that was the point that gave Mayo a share of the spoils to finish up 13 points apiece. And a result which kept Mayo in Division 1. They're still there. The last time they were relegated was in 1997. We thought they were going to go down here today, but they never give up. They showed huge character, and it's Mayo that stay in Division 1, and Donegal now drop to Division 2. Martin, if we think back maybe to 2012 or 2014, rather, Donegal came through Division 2 and reached an All-Ireland final. Yes, this is a totally different team now. I suppose they'll go on the basis that showed you that it's not the be-all and end-all if you end up in Division 2. But maybe Division 2 is the place to be for this team to advance, maybe.
I don't know. Yeah, it's better playing against the better teams. You know, the performance against the better teams. Like, we look at it, maybe the 2 teams went down, could come back up. At least one of them's going to come back up this year. But look at, you have to go down now and work on it now. You're down, you know, from everybody's supporters' point of view, sponsors' point of view, getting in money and everything else, it does make a difference on that level. I see Owen Van Gaaler's been named man of the match, T.G. Carr, man of the match, and below us. And we talk about players, there's one Mayo player out in the field, Aidan O'Shea, and they're all around him getting photographs and autographs. We talked about it. I know people had jibes at him about it and everything else, but he was, you know, he when he came to midfield the second, it made a big difference. But look at that wee bit of experience they had, Kevin McLaughlin kicking that point. That was some kick with his right foot for a naturally left-footed player to do that there. But that made it a wee bit of that experience. They didn't panic. Kept going and they threw it out and everything else. So, look, if we lost, hopefully Paddy McGrath is okay. That's a big one. Maybe we'll look at it now that Paddy McGrath will be okay. Now Neil McGee went off. He left up, maybe, you know, only back his first game by. I thought Murphy had a great game in the middle of the field. And that period you talked about, we did play well and everything else. So, look, at we've built on it. Look at it. It's over now. Take the pluses out of it and look forward to the championship, you know, and the way it is, you know, if Cavans get promotion now, they'll end up maybe being the Division 1 team coming here in the championship. That's the way football is and the way it can go. But look at 4 points is not good enough, Oisín. We look at it. It's not good. Probably the day was the Kerry game. If the ref had brought that double bounce, we'd have that extra point.
Yeah.
That would have made a big difference. That extra point would have made a big difference, you see. Would have got that point there. Now, you know, things like that there. That was the game, really, that we probably should have got the 2 points in because we're the better side than Kerry, you know.
Yeah. I suppose you mentioned positives from this league campaign. There's been a couple of very disappointing days. The pluses, maybe, that came out of the overall picture from the 7 games that we played in the National Football League.
Ah, yeah, the pluses was the performance. The second half performance against Dublin was exceptional. So that was one plus. The other plus was, as we said, the Kerry game. But that was a game we should have won. Look, a lot of teams have beaten Kerry down there. Even we should have won that. And you know, the Monaghan one was well beaten against Monaghan. So it was Galway. I think Galway were the better team that day. Today we probably deserved at least a draw. Maybe, you know, just that thing. The players. A lot of players coming back. You had Patrick McBrady just coming back today. You had Michael Murphy hasn't a lot of game time played. You had Neil McGee. You had Paddy McGrath. That situation. So look at it. That's the way. You know, but look at, I said again, I'm going to say 4 points normally is not good enough to keep you up. It doesn't keep teams up. Teams somebody's around 6. So we look at it, that's the way it is. But you build now, we look at this over. Next chapter is the championship, and you look forward to the championship. And you know, that's the only way forward. We look at it next year, Division 2. Hopefully, you can get back up again and use it as a year to get back up.